Hey, what's up, folks, and welcome to The Bosses. That's where we look out for you, giving you the best in geek news and movie reviews. I'm your host for the day, The Big Boss, and I'm here with my man, The Professor.
What's happening?
What's going on, man?
You have lots. Tons. We got lots going.
Tons, man. So we were sick last week, so, you know, this is going to be a special double review for The Boss's desk, man. So I was talking to you earlier, man. You were playing Assassin's Creed. How's that going?
Yeah, buddy. Yo, it's a good one.
It's got its issues.
There's a couple little, you know, clipping things here and there. Stuff that they're patching, I'm reading. But
yeah,
it's a good one for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm running into an issue where the story is kind of outpacing my level. Because in this one, you know, if you played the past Assassin's Creed, you know, it wasn't really a leveling kind of thing. It was just play through the story and keep going.
Yeah.
There's more of a role-playing aspect to it now.
Yeah.
So you do level up as the game goes through, and the quests for the story as you go on get to a certain level. So, like, the next quest for me right now is level 30, but I'm only level 26.
Oh, snap.
So you don't really want to move on because it's all red, which means you get beat down if you try to do it.
Yeah.
So
if they have the skulls over their heads, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Yeah, you got to turn around and go back. So I gotta run a bunch of side quests and whatnot to keep moving, but I'm digging it so far. It's a lot of gameplay, man.
It really is. That map is huge.
Massive.
Yo, I love it. Like I'm the type of person where like I'll get hung up on side missions and not do main story. So like I'm falling into the fact where like I've outrun the game. So I'm like 34, 35 now. So, and the last main mission that I did was like 12. So, I'm gonna be beasting through the rest of this game once I'm done. I just get caught up in the exploration. Like the pyramids were there. I was like, okay, I'm gonna just run through a couple of these pyramids. And now I'm just like, I just got completely sidetracked. Oh man, but it's
easy to do though. Yeah, it's easy to do in this one.
Yeah, man, it's definitely a fun game. I'm thinking like maybe we'll do like a Twitch cast and show some gameplay. You guys can see us fool around and act a fool on the game.
We might be able to do that.
Yeah, that should be a good time. Everybody will get into that. But right now, let's go ahead and get into these news topics, man. We got a lot to cover.
We do.
We're covering over 2 weeks of news, and there's been some great stuff, and there's been some not so great stuff, like, some depressing things. But, you know, we'll get through it line by line, and we'll see where we fall out. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, first up on the news, man, we're getting reports that there is a Bad Boys spinoff TV series following Gabrielle Union's character in the franchise. So, you know, that should prove definitely interesting. I'm hearing that from Deadline and Coming Soon. It's being pitched to various TV networks right now. If it goes through, it'll be produced by Jerry Bruckheimer and writing from Brandon Sonnier and Brandon Margolis. So these are a couple big TV names that are going to be attached to this franchise. And if we get Gabby Union starring in this role, like, this should be an interesting story for me.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, she was what? One of the brothers, right? She was Martin Lawrence's brother or sister or something?
Yeah, she was Martin Lawrence's sister. And she was in a relationship with Will Smith's character, and they were trying to hide it from Martin for the most of the movie. And then, like, as it comes out, you know, it was just like that awkward, like, yo, don't hurt my sister. But she's got her own thing going on right now. She's like an agent in the DEA trying to.
That's what I was trying to remember. Yeah.
So it was like it was pretty huge, like how that turned out.
It's kind of weird. It's coming out now, but
it could
be interesting if they do it right.
I know. Yeah.
You kind of wonder if they missed the window, you know, because the last Bad Boys was probably got to be almost 10 years ago by now, right?
Yeah, and that's still in production. What do they call it?
Production hell.
Yeah, production hell right
limbo.
Now.
Limbo.
Yeah, limbo. We'll say limbo because it's like there's nothing going on with it.
There's nothing.
But they're still trying to do this. So
interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds because I think Gabrielle Union could definitely hold the title character of a show. She's definitely a talented actress, and I would love to see her back in an action role. So, yeah, we'll see how this unfolds. We'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
So next up on the list, this is a little awkward news. I mean, interesting, you know, So we got Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, and Dick Donner are all looking into options of launching a Lethal Weapon 5. So they're, you know, they're talking and discussing, trying to figure out how this is going to go. Meanwhile, there's like a whole series going on right now.
Yeah, I haven't watched a minute of the series, to be honest with you. I don't know anything about TV series.
Yeah.
TV series seem kind of awkward to me.
Yeah.
To try to do a TV series off this TV show. I don't know what it was. Commercials maybe, you know, just made it look weird. You know, I guess it's kind of hard for me sometimes when I see a guy like it's Damon Wayans, right? Is that Damon Wayans' brother?
Yeah.
We see a guy like Damon Wayans who's basically known to do everything and anything comedy. And now he's trying to be like a serious action star almost. It just doesn't fit. Like, this, it's hard to look at that face that used to wear a clown outfit and beat people in a sock.
Right.
And now he's trying to be, you know, a hardened cop, L.A. cop or wherever they're from.
Yeah.
TV show. Something about it I just couldn't get into. So I never actually tried to watch it. I don't know if it's any good or not.
Yeah, I mean, I watched a couple of episodes. Only reason I'm kind of like falling off is I'm falling off with a lot of shows because there's just so much on right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I watched the first couple of episodes. I really like what they're doing with Riggs' story. There's so much more character development and so much more you can explore with his character that we don't really get in the movies. It kind of like we kind of get intro to it, but it kind of gets pushed to the wayside. So we get to watch Riggs as a character and how he's shaped into the crazy guy that we know from the Lethal Weapon movies. Right. I think Damon Wayans is pretty solid. Like, I mean, as Murtaugh, like, you got, and that's the thing, we gotta remember, like, Danny Glover would play Murtaugh, and he was not, like, super actiony, but, like, he barreled his way through a lot of those scenes and just killed it. And, like, he was just a grumpy old man, like, yo, I don't wanna do any of this stuff anymore. Like, I'm done.
Too but old for this.
I just need to check, though. I just need to check, like.
Oh yeah.
And that's how Damon is coming on in this role. Like, he's killing it for me. Like, he's still that like heavy fatherly role, but like he serves as like Riggs' brother, and I just love how their dynamic. These two actors that are in here, Damon Wayans, I can't remember the other guy, but their chemistry is really on fire in this show, and like. From what I've heard, like it's gathered a pretty good following. So to see that they're trying to introduce another movie, I don't know if that ship is already sailed. Like, maybe I need to let that go.
Well, I think that ship probably definitely sailed years ago. I mean, Lethal Weapon 4, that has to be probably 20 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
Or something close to that. That's a long time. I mean, Jet Li was a young boy. Was he in 3?
He was in four. He was in four.
He was like, he probably was in his 20s when that movie
I want to say
out.
That's like his first American role was that movie.
It might have been.
It was the first time I think everybody got introduced to him over here in the States. So
you look at my man now, and he's not 20 anymore. Nah. There's no doubt about that. So, I would definitely see this probably not in the theater. I think this is probably one that's probably past its time.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully, this will kind of just disappear into the night. But you know, who knows?
This next one, however, I can't say this is past its time. This is an all time classic.
This is a classic.
I am dead curious about this.
Yeah,
how this is gonna go.
And the way that they're telling you about this is like, it's crazy. So basically, the Karate Kid cast, they're reuniting in this Cobra Kai sequel series, and it's going to be exclusive to YouTube Red, I believe. And it's going to take place, I think it's taking place 30 years after that initial, that tournament that was in the first one. So
yes,
we're following
like
these characters like far into the future of the franchise story. And, you know, we're seeing who, so we got, Daniel LaRusso, who was like Ralph Macchio. Ralph Macchio played Daniel. And then you got William Zabka, who played Johnny Lawrence. And they're going to be in this movie. Basically, we're following Johnny, who's kind of like, what's the deal here? So it's like...
Trying to remember. So it's something like he's kind of in the future. He's down on his luck kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's down and out, you know, drinking real heavy. like doing jobs here and there to make ends meet kind of thing. And then decides he's going to reopen the Cobra Kai dojo to try to kind of redeem himself.
Right.
And this sparks the rivalry back between him and LaRusso. LaRusso, who at this point in his life is a car dealer. They say he's having a rough time in his life now, and Mr. Miyagi's dead and gone.
Yeah.
You know, the only way they can kind of address their past demons and their present stuff going on is through karate. So they're going to kind of, you know, rekindle that rivalry that they had for the previous tournament, I guess, as adults.
Yeah,
kind of thing. To me, sounds interesting. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it really does, because it's like you're kind of this redemption story for both of them. And now they spent most of the story in the original Karate Kid at odds, and now you're watching this, and they're going to be like forced to team up to kind of pull themselves out of the gutter. It seems Daniel character. It's not like he's like out of his luck, but he's reaching it's kind of like a flat line, and you know, him trying to deal with life without Mr. Miyagi. And so we find this little subplot between I think their kids. Is it their kids that are having?
Let me see.
Or at least Daniel's daughter.
So he's got a daughter, according to this article I just pulled up. He's got a daughter who is walking the line between good girl and popular teen cliques, described as the firecracker daughter. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. And that's Daniel's son. That's Daniel's son's daughter.
Yes. And then there's Zolo Maraduena, I guess how you pronounce the name, is playing Miguel Diaz, who is bullied by the kids at his new school while being raised by a single mother from Ecuador. That all changes when he's taken under the wing of his Cobra Kai master, Johnny Lawrence. So
sounds like there's like a role reversal here. So now Daniel's line is the aggressor, possibly, and you know, we got Johnny's line as, or not so much his line, but his ward, if you would say, kind of taking on the character of Daniel's son.
Yeah, well, the last part here says Tanner Buchanan is playing Johnny Lawrence's son, Robbie Keane, who wants to prove to everyone that he's nothing like his father, even though he's heading down the same path. So what I would guess, if I'm have to guess at a show storyline, it's going to be Lawrence's son against Diaz. His son will be with Danny. Diaz will be with Lawrence. You know, it'll be like the kid trying to prove his father wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and the girl, the daughter, will be like the love interest triangle kind of thing.
Oh, I could see.
Two of them. That's kind of what I'm thinking might be the direction this goes in.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the article doesn't say anything, so I know absolutely nothing. I can only kind of guess what could be next.
But the potential there is definitely undeniable. Like, I'm interested in seeing how this turns out.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so
looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So it's
going to be the same two people.
Yeah. So. Same two people. And it's like, we're still in that world. It's just we're 30 years later. Like, there's a lot that you can do there as far as character development and storyline is concerned. So it's like this series is going to be like a 10 episode, half hour series. And it's coming to YouTube Red in 2018. So this is exclusively to the paid service of YouTube. So, you know, that's another thing. So, I mean, I'm good for YouTube, but sucks for the rest of us that kind of want to see it, but have 50 other streaming services to pay for monthly.
Yeah, exactly. I'll find a way.
Yeah. So we'll figure it out. Arr.
That's right.
All right, so next up on the list, let's go in here and check this out. So next up here, we got information on a Predators remake. So everybody remembers Predators, you know, you got the dreaded alien hunter camouflaged in the jungle, you know, popping military guys facing off with the legendary Arnold Schwarzenegger. So this was fun.
So is this a remake or is this a brand new movie?
This is a brand new movie. I think it's like a reboot of the franchise is what it's sounding like. They're probably going to do the same thing that, you know, most of these reboots are doing, which is ignoring everything that came before it and only this one mattering.
Like what they say they're doing with the next Terminator, they're ignoring everything but T1 and T2.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
That never happened. No, just pretend it didn't exist. But I can see the DVD over there. No.
We're not even. I don't see a thing. So it looks like this one's going to go in the same vein. Maybe not. They might do some referencing. Who knows? If we find out more, we'll let you guys know. But we got an interview from Thomas Jane coming from Shadow Nation. Basically, Jane reveals that his character is a vet from the Afghanistan and Iraq war, suffering from PTSD. He's in this therapy group. I'm assuming it's like a facility that they're in, taking these therapy sessions or whatever. One of his comrades in therapy alerts him that he's seen a UFO land near the facility. So basically the movie is the group heading out, escaping the facility, and then trying to stop the alien threat. Now, this movie is going to be directed by Shane Black, who, for those of you who don't know, was in the original Predator. What was his character's name again? It starts with an H. I want to say it was like.
Was he the original Predator?
I want to say.
I put me on spot. I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's all good. But he was in there. We know he was in there.
But so, he's also the one who directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and he did Iron Man 3.
Yeah, so he did. He said Iron Man 3, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. So he's got an extensive resume here as a writer and a director. I don't know like how people felt about Iron Man 3. A lot of people said that was probably like the weakest one. I thought Iron Man 2 might have been the weakest one, but you know, it's just me. But yeah, so Shane Black is directing. He's planning on bringing his brand of Shane Black comedy to this story. So we're going to have the action, but it's still going to be some comedic moments. If it's going to be anything like the delivery of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying?
I love that movie.
Yeah, that movie definitely was one of the better movies that I've seen in however many years. You know, so it was definitely good. It was a fun experience. We got to see, who was it, Val Kilmer and Robert Downey Jr.?
Yep.
So
Michelle Moynihan.
Yeah, so we watched.
How you pronounce her name?
Yeah, we watched these characters go back and forth. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. So
it's very funny.
Yeah,
very
so funny, if it's anything like that, I'm definitely down. So, yeah. What do you think, Professor?
I think we're going to see the Punisher take on the Predators is basically what I think we're going to see. And I'm all for it.
I'm with it. That's definitely going to be a good one.
I like Thomas Jane in general. So,
yeah.
You know, just to see him kind of do another action movie. Because I always, you know, look, I love John Bernthal, and I can't see anybody else playing the role at this point.
Yeah.
But I love Thomas Jane's Punisher. Well, the movie itself wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But him as that character, I thought was great. So yeah,
he definitely breathed some life into that role.
To see something that's going to be kind of along the same lines, but you add the idea that it's going to be a Predator movie, so I'm down for that. I'll go see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. All right. So next up, we're moving over to casting news now. The full cast of The Lion King has been revealed. I don't know if you've been paying attention in the entertainment news as of past week, but everybody's really excited, primarily because Beyonce has been hired on to play the role of Nala, who is Simba's love interest. If you don't get the ideas and the plot points of Lion King, I don't know what to tell you. There's a movie out there. Go check it out.
It's a very old movie out there. You should have seen it by now.
Yeah, at this point. You know what I'm saying? But this cast looks great, man. We got Donald Glover as Simba, Beyonce as Nala, James Earl Jones coming back to reprise his role of Mufasa. We got Chiwetel Ejiofor coming on as Scar.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. I mean, like, originally Jeremy Irons did the role of Scar, and his voice is incredible.
Yep.
But Chiwetel can play a bad guy. He can play a bad guy very well. And yes, not just like a bad guy that you hate. It's hard to really hate his bad guys. You kind of understand why they are who they are. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that they play on that and we get a little bit more meat to Scar instead of just the old school overthrowing, the king type of deal, but like some real meat to this character. So we got Alfre Woodard, and I don't, if you guys haven't seen Luke Cage, I don't know what to tell you. She plays Black Mariah on Luke Cage, and she did a small scene on Civil War.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Beginning with Stark.
And Alfre Woodard has been killing it in Hollywood for years, and she's playing she's going to be playing Sarabi, who is Simba's mom, a role who was originally played by Madge Sinclair. If you guys seen Coming to America, she was Eddie Murphy's mom. Yeah, but she passed away, so she couldn't reprise this role. I'm pretty sure that's why she didn't reprise the role. They didn't get her to reprise the role.
Well, I would say that would be definitely why she can't reprise the role. You know. Might be kind of tough.
Holograms.
They think Robert Guillaume. You know, kind of hard to bring him back to do a role.
Yeah. So, yeah, take that how you will. It's a little late for me. So. But who else?
We'll just cut that out. Don't worry. We'll cut that out. We'll edit that out.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm tired. So we got John Oliver coming on as Zazu, a role that was originally played by Rowan Atkinson. So it'll be interesting to see John Oliver. He's popping right now as far as, you know, late night hosts are concerned. So this was a good move.
He's a big name. He's the one they want to bring in to bring people in.
Yeah. So it'll be fun seeing him take on Zazu this time around. Pretty much trying to be the voice of reason for Simba. And that just does not go successfully.
No.
We got John Connie. For most of you guys, if you've seen Civil War, he played T'Chaka. Black Panther.
T'Chaka.
I'm telling you, Black Panther's dad. And he'll be coming on as Rafiki. So it'll be good to see him. Robert Guillaume did the original voice of Rafiki, but he's not going to be back for obvious reasons.
Yes.
R.I.P. to the greatest.
That's right.
Seth Rogen we got, and Billy Eichner as Timon and Pumbaa. It'll be nice to see them take that role. I think that's pretty good casting. Like I've still seen Billy Eichner in what was that Netflix show? Friends from College.
Oh, I never saw it.
Yeah. That was a pretty good show. If you guys ever get a chance, check that show out. It's pretty solid. But he's in there. Seth Rogen, we know him from various comedic movie and ventures. Sausage Party is, you know, I think the most recent.
I think so too. God, that movie makes me laugh every time.
So and then you know, we got you know, three actors rounding out the roles of the hyenas, which I'm definitely interested to see how that goes, because Whoopi Goldberg was originally in that trio, so we'll see how this one turns out. I think it's definitely going to be a much more grittier version of Lion King. It's shaping up to be heavy dramatic.
I mean, that's the kind of a lot of these actors that they've picked to kind of lean that way, but you kind of wonder, are they really going to go that heavy that direction after the original was such kind of a, you know, outside of your typical Disney, let's start the movie with something awful and then turn the rest of the movie fairly lighthearted, that they seem to do with their animated movies.
Right.
You know, for the most part, it's a pretty lighthearted movie. A couple parts aside here and there, but it'll be interesting to see. I mean, it's going to be different, so I'm curious to see how that'll play out.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm definitely liking this cast. It's solid. It looks like they're going to do. It looks like they're going to incorporate some more songs back in this one. They did a couple for Jungle Book, but I can see like some of these. I mean, considering that you have Donald Glover and Beyonce as like the two title characters, I wouldn't be surprised if we get some songs, get some original songs.
You think?
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm sure all the Bayhive is excited. They'll be filling it. Like, I think this movie is definitely going to hit something crazy in opening weekend.
She's Knowles Carter now, huh? I didn't realize she took his last name at some point.
Yeah, she took that on quick. So, so yeah, there we go. So there's the cast of Lion King coming out in summer 2019. So look forward for that coming out in theaters soon. Next up, we got DC casting news. Some good news, some bad news. So we'll start you off with the good news, and we'll hit you with the stinger.
So
first up, we got Zachary Levi is cast as Shazam. It is official. He will be Shazam, a.k.a. Captain Marvel, before various legal issues came up into play. And DC can no longer use Captain Marvel for the Shazam character.
Right.
So...
it's interesting. Interesting pick. You know, yeah. I haven't seen him in a whole lot. Like, I never watched Chuck. I didn't watch Heroes.
Yeah.
Now, I know him as Fandral from at least one of the Thor movies. I don't remember if he was the replacement or if he got replaced.
Yeah.
I think he was the replacement for the second and third movies.
Well, he was originally cast to play Fandral, and then he couldn't do it because he had another role that he was taking on. His schedule was too busy at the time. I think Chuck or Heroes was out at the time, so he couldn't take it. So they gave it over to, I can't remember his name, Josh something.
I don't remember either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and he got busy because he was on Once Upon a Time, so then they brought back Zachary Levi to play Fandral.
Right.
So yeah.
For the next two, right? Like, he was in the new one, I believe.
Yeah, he was in the new one. Yeah, he was in the new one.
Yeah, kind of.
We'll
get to that on another podcast.
Yeah, that'll be the review. So, So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. You know, a lot of people were ripping him because he's like, oh, he's not physically built to be like Shazam. But when your 24/7 job is to be an actor in movies, you have time for the gym.
Look, Chris Pratt, that's all you got to say.
Man.
I mean, that man went from, you know, a tub of something to just ripped to play Star-Lord. So
it's possible, folks.
It's possible to do. Yeah. I mean, they said the same stuff about Ben what's Affleck. Her name too, for Wonder Woman.
Oh, they said Gal Gadot. Said
about Affleck. Said the same thing about Affleck, and then he got huge. And the same thing about Gal Gadot, who didn't get huge, but she got in the right shape that she needed to be to play the character. And
she got super cut.
Yeah, so I have a feeling he'll be just fine. That's why they give these people the big money, and they don't have anything else to do during the day. They just work out all week, as much as they hate it, or they'll tell you they hate it. Yeah. It must be rough to be able to work out all week and get paid millions of dollars for it. So, so I'm not feeling too bad for Zachary Levi. But we'll see. Interesting to see how he'll play the character, because it's kind of I know I saw some article somewhere about a kid that were – talking about playing for the Billy Batson role, the kid who becomes Shazam. You know, if you don't know much about the background, which I don't know as much about it either, but what I do know is it's basically a young kid, like a middle school age kid, almost like a younger
middle school age, yeah.
Somehow, and I don't know the full story. I don't know if you do or not, but you know, he can say the word Shazam, and he becomes basically a god. Superman type god who, you know, it's a whole different person. So they've kind of casting both roles. So it'd be curious to see how they play the Shazam character itself. Sometimes it's the mind of the young kid in the body of the hero. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the full hero who knows what he's doing. You know, I'm not sure which angle they'll go for here.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. I think if they do go along the lines of the mind of the kid, I think Levi definitely has the chops to do it. And I think he's just that fun. Like, this character reminds me a lot of Chuck. It's just like, you know, Chuck was just like, that character was just like, he worked at like a Best Buy type store on a regular, and then he gets basically hired by this spy agency, become this super spy. So it's just like this uber nerd becomes this super spy, and he's kind of like trying to balance the life. And just the way that it transpires and how his character develops is pretty solid. I think it's one of the main reasons why I think his take on Shazam is going to be good. So
it's just, again, I question if it's a character popular enough to carry its own movie right out of the box.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it is, but I could be wrong. Again, I'm not the biggest DC guy, so I don't know how to say it. But it's not one of the more well-known characters, especially on the DC side. So
Yeah. Yeah, I think once you get out of the big three, you got Aquaman, you got Flash. Cyborg is one that's definitely been in the conversation now. It has been so in the past couple of years before the movie even started. But outside of that, I mean, my next venture would have been Martian Manhunter, but I mean, outside of that,
Well,
I don't know.
or more solid details on Green Lantern.
Yeah,
That to
definitely.
me would have made the most sense, because I think when you look at DC, you've got the three most well-known from DC have to be Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, right? The three most popular from DC.
Yeah.
You go to that second tier, you run into, or Green Arrow, for God's sake, did the Green Arrow movie. Green
Yeah.
Lantern, Green Arrow, Flash, Aquaman. You can start throwing Cyborg in there, and I think a lot of what Cyborg gets is from Teen Titans, from people who watch the cartoons and whatnot.
Yeah,
Teen
yeah.
Titans, he got his big, probably his most reveal from that. And then, probably in that same group, I would think maybe Nightwing, because it's a Batman product. It comes right out of that whole Batman thing. You go from there, and then maybe you go into Suicide Squad. It's too late.
Yeah, I know, right? They
Shazam,
shot the
or.
bullet back way early.
Exactly. That tier of people might be able to follow from there. So, look, we've said it before. I'm not one to hide the fact that I'm a Marvel guy over DC, but when you look at what they've done, they had the big names kind of came out first, leading to the Avengers movie, and the little names were in those movies as part of it. They didn't get their own movies right away. They got a little bit of an introduction, and then they weren't given their own movies. They were given part of the ensemble.
Yeah.
So while Iron Man wasn't one of the top names, I don't think, to come from Marvel, he was still more well known than a lot of the other characters are. So you start the franchise with him. You throw in Robert Downey Jr., which by himself is going to bring people in.
Right.
That hits. Then you go to Captain America. Then you go to Thor. Then you go to the Avengers, all the while adding the little characters here and there with the cameos from Hawkeye and the cameos from Black Widow. You build it all that way. It just seemed to make more sense to me than kind of what DC's trying to do. But who knows?
Yeah.
It might work in the long run.
Yeah.
Although it's the news that we have to end with today, Pops. Ooh, is DC in a lot of trouble?
DC, I mean, I want to give them. I mean, look, I'm excited for Justice League. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think these recent trailers have gotten me a lot more excited for it. But if this news pans out that we got for you at the end of this show, if it pans out, I don't know if DC's even going to be a part of the conversation anymore. Like, I love them to death, but sheesh. Ooh.
I am sticking with my low expectations going in for Justice League. I'm not getting my hopes up for anything just
That's how you got to
because,
do it. Be pleasantly surprised.
outside of Wonder Woman, everything else has let me down, so
Yeah.
I can't really get too excited. Anyway.
So next up, we got some more Shazam casting news. Basically, Mark Strong is in talks to play the Shazam baddie. Now now whoever's going to be the villain of Shazam is not going to be Black Adam. He's getting his own movie, and they've decided to go against having Black Adam in there. So, Mark Strong is in talks to play Dr. Savannah, which is a character I'm not really familiar with at all, but apparently he's like a big baddie within the Shazam lore. So, we'll see how that pans out, but it's just talks right now, but it looks pretty strong, so we'll see.
No pun intended. Here's what doesn't make sense to me here. So you're now making your Shazam movie. You've already cast the biggest bad that I'm aware of,
In the
as
Shazam
far as the Shazam
universe.
world is considered,
Right.
in Dwayne Johnson playing Black Adam. You cast him as Black Adam like 2 years ago, and you haven't done a thing with him yet. Why wouldn't you introduce him as the bad guy in the Shazam movie and have that set up to go? And then take Mark Strong, who was the only good thing about the Green Lantern movie, playing
Sinestro.
Sinestro,
Yep.
and let him be Sinestro again, because he was great as Sinestro in that movie.
He really was. Yeah.
Just let him, you're going to ignore the movie, fine, because it was bad, But that's a character you could very easily just turn around and go, hey, he's still Sinestro. Let's put him back in the movie. And it would be great to have him in there.
Yep.
So I don't understand. I don't understand a lot of things DC does, but that's just something to me. It makes the most sense to, if you really want to bring people out for your Shazam movie that may not do as well as you're hoping, you bring in The Rock as the bad guy, because that alone is going to bring people to watch it. And then you move on with Strongest and put him back as Sinestro again. Unless he doesn't want to do that, but to me that's what makes the most sense.
Yeah. I don't know what's really going on with as far as the Shazam development, but yeah, I just don't think it's a strong enough move to not have Black Adam, you know what I'm saying, as your big bad. So, and Mark Strong, I feel like could be used in so many other ways within the universe. Like you said, Sinestro. We really wanted him as Lex Luthor, but that didn't work out. So
it'd be crazy Luthor.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was Mark Strong, I would hold out for Victor Von Doom, but that's a whole other story.
Hey. That would be awesome. Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Oh man. Sorry. So let's take this hit. Let's take this
a little bit of bad news. That's right.
So we just learned that Wentworth Miller is leaving the Arrowverse. For those of you who are watching Flash, watching the Arrowverse universe, Wentworth Miller played Captain Cold. And so we will be losing him in the Arrowverse. That hurts, man.
It does a little bit. Doesn't say, the article doesn't really say why. But it just says his time is up. He says his tweet says something to the effect of that he's filming his last piece and that his time in the Arrowverse will be over. So that's unfortunate. But
yeah,
I mean, I guess he can't play roles forever at the same time.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes sense. I mean, he made the sacrifice in Legends, so we kind of have to come to grips with the fact that he's not going to be in that universe anymore. At least after a certain point, we can see past versions, but yeah, you know, so, but it sucks. It sucks to hear somebody of that caliber who brought so much charisma to that role. And now he's dipping out of the Arrowverse. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, whatever he's going to do next, you know, it'd be fun to watch. The guy's
definitely
fun to watch one. So
yeah. Yeah. If he's not doing Prison Break, he'll be doing something else.
Exactly.
All right. So next up, we're going to do a little section on controversy and drama. So it's like, you know, even in the geek world, we see these things happen. So we're going to give them to you as we see them. So first up, we got a blogger receiving threats from DC fanatics about reporting the runtime of Justice League.
The dumbest thing.
This is the wildest piece of news that I've like ever heard in the entertainment industry outside of everything that's going on with the producer dude.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein. You know, but this is just crazy. Like basically, the blogger posts that he posts a runtime. It's like two. I think it's like 2 hours. Which I feel like is like standard in cinema. Like.
Yeah.
2 hours is standard. If it's 2.5 hours, that's crazy. But 2 hours, it's like, all right. Like, that's
two just hours is pretty normal these days.
Yeah, that's par for the course. And so,
yeah.
And, you know, everybody's ripping on him. Like, they're literally threatening this guy's life, like, telling him to kill himself. Like, I just don't understand.
It's not that serious.
It's really not. It's really not. And it's like, when you think about it, like, let's move down to this other piece of news. Basically, Sean Gunn speaks on this Marvel DC rivalry. Like, it's something that I don't understand. With
James Gunn,
not Sean Gunn. Sean Gunn
is his brother.
Yeah, his brother. But I don't understand in the Marvel and DC fandom is that people can't, you know, successfully be fans of both franchises or like their franchise and let other people like theirs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it boggles my mind. Like, people are coming to, like, insults, threatening livelihoods, threatening family members. It's like, yo, for real, is it that serious?
It's just not. It's like Apple versus Android guys.
Yeah.
You know, who have those hardcores who, it doesn't matter. You know, Apple could invent something that could cure world hunger, and the Android guys would still tell you how much they suck.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, And vice versa, same way around.
Yeah.
DC versus Marvel, it's the same thing. And I don't understand why people get so bent about this stuff and get so like feeling like you have to just attack everything else and tell them how stupid they are. They don't know what they're talking about and blah, blah, blah. It's not that important in the grand scheme of the world. Just let people enjoy what they want. If somebody wants to buy an iPhone, let them buy an iPhone. Somebody wants to watch Justice League and enjoy it, let them watch Justice League.
Yeah.
Just because he posts something that says, I really enjoyed Justice League, doesn't mean you have to jump on him and say, you're wrong, you suck.
You're the worst person ever because he liked DC or something. Like it's, and it's like he makes a good point. He's like, as Marvel and DC super fans, both of those sides have way more in common with each other than they do with the rest of the world. So it's like you jumping down each other's throats, but y'all actually have much more in common than you give yourself credit for. Like, relax.
Look, if y'all want to sit there and argue who would win in a fight, Batman versus Wolverine, go ahead. That's just dumb. And whoever wins is determined by whoever's writing the magazine or the comic, so it really doesn't matter what you think in the long run.
Yeah.
Unless you're the one writing the comic book, it doesn't matter. It can sometimes be a fun thing to argue and get, you know, get into it. But to get heated about it and to start, you know, throwing curses and threatening people and saying this and that, it's like, it's not that serious.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Just enjoy the fact that all this stuff from your childhood or from your current time that you enjoy that shows up in all these magazines is now coming to life on a big screen.
Exactly.
Just sit and enjoy it. You know, I don't like the DC movies. I think for the most part, they all suck. But I'm not going to sit here and tell everybody that they're wrong, that they're great movies, because it's their opinion. I don't care. It's up to you, not me. You know, but this one boggles my mind. Because the guy posts about the runtime of the movie, he gets death threats. Like, if that's what you're really all about, you just need to leave this world and go somewhere else. Because you got more.
There are people that you can talk to about that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Let it go.
Open the door. Open a window. Let some sunlight in the basement. Because there's more outside than what you're seeing in the dark. It's not that big a deal. Like,
who hurt you? Who hurt you?
Right?
Oh,
there's
man.
All the stuff, all the things going on in this world today, all the stuff that's wrong, all so little of it that's turned out to be right, and the runtime of Justice League being posted by some random guy is what sets you off. You need to be in a home and have somebody looking after you because there's just something wrong with you.
I'm saying. So. You know, it's like stuff like that. Hey, everybody is fans. Like, let's just calm down. Take a breath. You know what I'm saying? It's not that serious. Because whether or not you like or love something does not stop it from existing. Like, you can hate Justice League all you want, but on November 17th, it's still coming out in the theaters. So stay home and watch The Punisher.
That's right. That's what's good.
And there's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong. Oh man, but if you could do both, because we are so capable of much more.
That's what I'm saying. Like it just enjoy it. Enjoy what's happening, man. Let it go.
Yep.
Be part of what's going on and be happy we're getting to see it.
Exactly.
It's
yeah. So, and more news of people overreacting. The Tyrese saga has come to a conclusion. Oh,
this man. Good God.
Oh, man. So there's been so much going on with this particular piece of news or controversy, whatever you want to call it, crap. So basically, Tyrese gets on social media, his weapon, and he goes on there and threatens to leave the Fast and the Furious franchise if Dwayne Johnson is still in the film. So you gonna give studios an ultimatum on somebody bringing in more money in one film than you have brought in your career of films.
I mean, this is a guy who most people consider a joke when it comes right down to it.
It's like done.
And he's basically trying to box with God when it comes down to it. I mean, let's call it what it is. There really isn't anybody right now in Hollywood with a bigger name than Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
There are people on his level, no doubt, but there's really nobody who's bigger name-wise than that man is across the world.
Yeah.
All the time he spent in wrestling, got his name everywhere. And there's probably not many countries you can go to in this world where you say, do you know who The Rock is? And people are going to, you know, raise an eyebrow or something, you know, ask if you smell what they're cooking. Everybody knows who the man is. And the majority of people, apparently, except for Tyrese, like the man.
Yeah.
Like, people like him. He seems to be a genuinely good dude, and the stuff you see him do and the videos he puts out on his Instagram and whatnot, seems to be a genuinely good dude. And everybody wants him in everything that they do. Enter Tyrese Gibson, who I couldn't tell you anything he's done as the main character, let alone tell you more than maybe two or three things he's done as a backup character. Mm-hmm. And my man says, nah, I'm not going to be in Fast and Furious 9, which, I mean, haven't we said everything we've already said with Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be in Fast and Furious 9 unless you get rid of the biggest moneymaker in Hollywood, Dwayne Johnson. To which I would only imagine the response was, how would you like your character to be killed off between movies?
Because we're not even going to show you on screen, Dyer.
We're just not even going to bother. You know what I mean? Like that's fine. That's you. You go. You do your thing. Your character's going to die somewhere between 8 and 9. You know? And we just won't worry about you. Because, I mean, really, why would we?
Yeah.
You know, we got Dwayne Johnson and we've got Jason. Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham alone will bring money. That's why they're getting a spinoff.
Yeah.
Because the two of them alone will bring in the money. Exactly. It's going to happen. So, you know, I'm sorry, Mr. I Want to Be Green Lantern Tyrese. You know, who even DC is laughing at as far as casting goes.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. And that's why all of a sudden there's this, you know, like 2 days after his big, I refuse to be in the movie if he's going to be in it. You know, all of a sudden the story is, I talked to one of Dwayne's people and I have a better understanding now what's going on. So I'm going to put that aside and I'm going to go ahead and be in the movie. Are you? Are you really?
I'm going to squash this. I had a long conversation. I had a long conversation with one of his reps, not even with The Rock.
Right, exactly. Not even with The Rock, because who probably won't even take the man's calls now. But yeah, you're gonna lose, my friend. It's just gonna happen.
Sheesh. I mean, suck it up. Yeah, he's been like a car wreck. Just these past couple of weeks, it's just been like one thing after the other, and I think it's just like he's just throwing tantrums because of everything that's going on with him and his personal life. Because apparently there's a video surfacing where him breaking down over the custody of his daughter. It's like, yo, you obviously have more important things to worry about, bro. So just,
yeah,
like, get on track and focus on what you need to focus on. And, like, in my opinion, it's like, yo, you oversharing, bro. Like, you don't need to be on here crying about your daughter. Like, go to work. Like, do what you gotta do so that you can get custody. Instead, you like balling. Like, we gonna be able to do something for you. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all we could do is watch a movie, bro. But if you piss us off, we won't even watch those.
Right now, you're in that same category with the man going, I'm gonna expose the pedophile ring in Hollywood. All I need is $10 million.
I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. That's gonna happen. You know, it's like the man jumped out on the social media and went, I'm going to boycott Fast and Furious 9 because The Rock's in it. Who's with me?
Cricket.
Anybody?
Cricket.
Nobody?
Cricket.
Somebody?
Go home. No?
All right, maybe I won't. Exactly. I don't even know what else to say.
Yeah. And it's like,
he clearly got a little bit of an inflated ego, which I think got knocked down several dozen pegs.
Yeah, several pegs.
From this latest experience.
It's like
everybody went, you or him? We'll go with him because we know that guy.
Yeah. And it's like, it finally closes with everything getting so bad that he basically gets online and says, you know, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith gave him $5 million to pay for his legal fees, which is cool. It's just nice of them. I know that sure. I know he was like, I know he's friends with them, so they go back a while. But they were like, look, here's the money to take care of these fees and to shut your mouth up. Like, get off of social media. Like, get exactly. off of social media. And that's what he really need to do, is just like close his accounts, chill out, and go to work. That's all you need to do.
Just do you. Leave that man alone.
Leave him alone, because that is a lost battle.
Yes. Yeah.
Just let that one go.
Hilarious.
Well, to round things out, you know, after that travesty of a piece of segment right there, I mean, I don't know. We get some good news here. So
the news we're hoping is good news.
Yeah, what we're hoping. And I'm getting this from a friend of mine. Shout out to Sean for giving me this piece of news here from CNBC. Basically, 21st Century Fox is holding talks to sell most of their company to Disney. Okay? So let's get down to the details before we even surmise. Basically, right. Fox is taking in consideration that some of their properties that it owns could be handled much better by a media giant that is capable of handling it, that is on that bigger scale. So with the changing media landscape, they're like, oh, you know, with all of these massive media corporations happening, we just want to focus on news, business, and sports. That's what we want to focus on.
Right.
So they're talking to Disney, possibly selling their properties. Some of their properties. So they're not selling all its assets. Like I said before, sports, business, and news, they'll be keeping on to those. But what is on the table is their B-Sky B department, Nat Geo, National Geographic, FX, and 21st Century Fox Films. So these properties would be being handed over to Disney if this deal were to go through, if these talks were to be successful.
Right. Now, what everybody's saying is the talks are off at the moment.
Right.
That they're not ongoing. But look, if this stuff has happened, these talks have come up and it's just now surfacing, mm-hmm. there's got to be some kind of legitimacy to the possibility it's going to actually happen.
Yeah.
You know, when we're talking about a Goliath in the form of Disney, who spent $4 billion to acquire Lucasfilms,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they could put together the scratch to acquire Fox.
Oh, yeah. They probably made that. They probably made that back and more after acquiring Lucas.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. I'm sure. And if not, they will once they open, you know, Star Wars Land in Disney World. You know, you'll make that money back fairly quickly, I would imagine. You know, look, to all these articles that I'm seeing now all of a sudden popping up, going, well, this just maybe isn't going to happen because they're not talking. Well, the original article said they weren't talking. The fact that's impressive is that they were talking at all.
Yeah, right.
Because for years it's been just trying to get back the other properties, as far as it like X-Men and Fantastic Four, mm-hmm. and Fox has wanted nothing to do with it. I think they're starting to realize that some of the stuff that they're holding on to, they're losing money on. Like Fantastic Four, for example, they're mm-hmm. probably losing a bunch of money on because they keep making these awful movies and now nobody wants to go see them anymore.
Yep.
And if they want to focus on just the political side and the sports side and you know, the actual Fox network and whatnot, then it makes sense to me that they're going to start looking at offloading everything else. And what better place to do it than a company like Disney, who obviously has the money to do it. Otherwise, they wouldn't even be talking to you.
Right.
So I think there's probably more to it. Obviously, nobody outside of them. You can read whatever article you want with some guy saying, oh, they're not talking anymore, it's not going to happen. That guy doesn't know anything. The people who know the truth are the people who are the inside people for Disney and the inside people for Fox.
Yep.
They know what's going on. If they were talking and they've stopped talking, then it's the game. It's the, we're going to stop talking until they come back to us with more money, or we're not going to go back to them with a higher offer until they come back to us to tell us what they want. It's the game back and forth being played.
Yeah.
This kind of thing, in my opinion and my kind of experience on some of this stuff, which isn't obviously much, but some things I've seen in the past, it's an inevitability when this kind of thing comes up. Mm-hmm. You know, if Fox is saying, If Fox is coming out and saying we want to sell this stuff so we can focus on something else, then they want to sell that stuff. They don't want to hang on to it. There's a reason it comes out. There's a reason it gets said. So that reason still exists, whatever it is. They're not suddenly making a turnaround, you know, over the next couple of months to make money hand over fist again.
Right.
You know, they're looking to offload this stuff. And so it's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
When that's going to be, who knows? Could be within the next year. Could be within the next 5 years. Could be within the next 10 years. Who knows? Knowing Disney as I tend to see, you know, for the, you know, great big world of the Big Mouse, happy, friendly family, there are sharks in the waters.
Oh, yeah.
They are assassins. They are in the shadows. Anything they can do to get their hands on anything that's going to make them more money, that's what corporations do.
Yes, sir.
So it's a great big world of whatever the, you know, small world song is that my family would crucify me for not knowing off the top of my head. But it's also, you know, blood in the water, as it were.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as Fox says to them, you know, we're thinking about selling this stuff, that the chum is in the water and the Disney sharks are swimming.
Yes, sir.
They're just biding their time at this point, and I can't imagine it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Your prospect of getting just alone all of the Marvel stuff back, you know, the X-Men and the Fantastic Four, the X-Men alone coming back to Marvel to make movies for the X-Men, good Lord. The money would be ridiculous. Just what they would make off that. Because they could make any number of different franchises. You could make a new Wolverine franchise. You could then make an X-Men franchise. You could make a new Mutants franchise. You could do the Excalibur franchise. You could do anything. Because now you have everything that Marvel's ever had.
Yep.
You could do the Secret Wars, which is personally still one of my all-time favorite comic book series, the original, because now you would have everybody that you would need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have Doom, you'd have the X-Men, you'd have Spider-Man, you have literally everybody you would need to create that series, and it's a fantastic story.
Yeah,
you could do it as a it would have to be a series of movies, more than likely, probably a trilogy, because it's a 12 issue series.
Yeah,
so if you're going to try and do it right, it would probably have to be at least a two movies, if not a trilogy. A trilogy would make the most sense, especially the way Marvel does things. But you can now do your Secret Invasions. You could even consider actually doing World War Hulk if you really wanted to, because now you would have everybody that was needed to do that.
Yep.
So I can't see any world in which Disney is not chomping at the bit to try to make this happen. But it's a business, so they have to play the game.
Yeah.
So that to me is what is more than likely, that I believe is probably what's taking place behind the scenes right now.
Yeah.
It's that game. It's that jockey for position until somebody breaks, you know, and my feeling is it'll happen. Maybe this year, maybe not the next 2 years, but it'll happen.
Yeah. And I personally feel like, you know, we've been already getting hints that this is happening and going on behind the scenes, because a lot of the characters that we've been seeing getting introduced in the Marvel franchise, the Marvel Universe, Marvel Cinematic Universe, we've been seeing these characters and they previously belonged to Fox. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know, Captain Marvel's going to be introducing the Skrulls. So the Skrulls were originally Fox. So now Fox has them. I mean, now Marvel has them. You know what I'm saying? And then even with Ego was a character that belonged to the Fox Marvel franchise. But now, you know, now Marvel Studios has that back as well. So it's like we've been seeing these little samples. So it's been going on. And then even with the move to have Josh Brolin in Deadpool 2, these may seem like small things, but when you make it, I know there's contracts and everything, deals made with Marvel. Hey, when you exclusivity clauses, like, hey, you work with us, you don't get to work with any of the other comic book franchises. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why you don't see a lot of times people working with other franchises when their character is still alive in another universe. You know what I'm saying? So it's you can surmise that. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't be surprised if we see this plan go through, and with everything that's happening with Captain Marvel and them having the Skrulls character, I think they're setting up for Secret Wars. I think they're setting up for that. You know what I'm saying? So this is just part of the deal. So it's like you said, this is just regular business moves. This back and forth, this tug of war that's going on is basically just, you know, everyday business. This is par for the course. So,
yeah,
you know,
it's, you know, Disney aside from the picture, Marvel, the guys who do the Marvel movies aren't stupid.
No, not
they know right now that barring reboots, your movie future has a limited time span because you can only keep introducing so many new characters before you start to get to the ones that people go, who? And then lose interest.
Right.
You're already going into the Black Panthers, the Doctor Stranges, the Spider-Mans you fortunately now have for your second season. Now you're reaching the Captain Marvel, which is a popular character, but you have to think the majority of what's behind that is bringing that first full-fledged female superhero movie to the forefront.
Right.
Which I don't have a problem with that, but that's to me what it feels like the main reason why jumping into a Captain Marvel movie is for now. So they know that if they want to keep going, and if you do keep going, people are still going to keep going to see them. You have to have that stuff back. You have to have the Fantastic Four. You have to have the X-Men, because those two alone, you could make movies forever. You know, you could make a spin-off Thing movie from the Fantastic Four, and people would probably see it because the Thing was always a popular character.
Right.
Like I said, a couple minutes ago, you could make dozens of different X-Men franchises type movies. Mm-hmm. You know, you could go into the X-Force, you could go into the Deadpools, you could go into the Wolverines, you could go into all that stuff by themselves. You could do a Storm solo movie because people would want to see that. You could bring Storm to the Black Panther franchise. Yes. Those two are married for a long time.
Yeah,
you know, you there's so many different things you could weave in and out. You know, it's just I can't. Of all people, Marvel's the one who wants this to happen, they're going to be the ones trying to push this forward to say we need to make this happen. Now, like we were kind of talking about offline, you do have to be careful with some of it because. Mm-hmm. Look, the main reason the Deadpool franchise is so popular is A, the character, and B, because it's just brutally violent. And people do enjoy those kind of movies, which is fine. Marvel doesn't do those. Marvel doesn't really, as far as I know right now, have like an R-rated studio that they would be willing to put movies out in. You could create a spin-off studio. You could do the Marvel Knights, which is kind of more the, from what I remember, the hardcore books, mm-hmm. the Moon Knights and the Thunderbolts and things like that would probably kind of fall into that category. Mm-hmm. And then you can keep moving with those. And you can keep making them as long as people understand, you know, hey, these are the rated R movies. They're under a different banner than the Marvel movies. And you can keep moving with your solo Wolverine movies, with your Deadpool movies. And now, when it came right down to it, Marvel could do a Wolverine movie and make it work without much of a problem.
Right.
It wouldn't be the rated R's like the current ones are, and that's okay, I think. I don't know how Marvel would do Deadpool. I really don't.
Yeah.
Because that's just beyond anything that they do now, which to me is fine because it's not their style. But you'd have to find a way to do that to make it – to keep that successful franchise going. But – look, if anybody's going to find a way to do it,
it's
Disney and Marvel are going to be the ones to figure it out.
It's definitely going to be something that I think that they can figure out down the line, especially the way that you're talking about it. Like, what you're surmising, like, them making their own splinter company that would do these more mature content movies. It's like, if you really think about it, like, we have Marvel Netflix going on right now. But if Disney is planning to pull their Marvel movies from there, this could actually shape up to be something a more reason for them to pull like Marvel Netflix from Netflix and make those under this brand that you're saying, the Marvel Knights brand that they would be bringing, and they can put all of these characters here, and we can either get full length movies of these characters that we've grown to love within the Netflix franchise, or they can just include this in their streaming service, so you pay a premium for this more mature content,
right?
You know,
could do that. Sure.
And that would make sense to me because I need a lot more content if you want me to buy a Disney exclusive streaming service.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with you on that. But I also don't think that kind of thing, as far as the R-rated movies, I don't think that would stop them in any way, shape or form.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They would buy everything and then figure it out later, you know, which is what they should do when it comes down to it. That's exactly how you should do it.
Yeah.
I just think that's one thing that would need to be looked at as you know, a potential issue with the Bioware stuff is you wouldn't be able to right away make the same Deadpool movies or the same
X-Men,
you know, X-Men or Wolverine movies. Now, if they do buy them out, then they buy out the whole Fox movie franchise. They could still use that name, that movie name, that company name, I would think, you know, as the ones to create those movies. But you still, at that point, have the Marvel creative heads behind it.
Right.
Who are not doing everything the way it's supposed to be done. So yeah. that's why I'm really hoping this does come to pass, because I mean, I can't even imagine how this stuff will look. I would love to see a Marvel X-Men movie at this point, to see what they would do, who they would bring in to cast as these characters, what kind of stories they would do, because they can do whatever they want story-wise and make it all work when it comes right down. So, you know, again, it's paused, it's stalled, I'm sure, but, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. That's all I'm saying.
This is definitely not going to be the last time we hear about this. So,
no.
So just stay tuned. We'll let you know as we get more news that unfolds about this particular issue, and we'll give it to you as we get it.
As we get it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So, that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk. If you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us on all the various social media outlets. We're on Facebook under the Boss's Desk, Twitter at the Boss's Desk, and on at YouTube, the Boss's Desk. We're also on Google Play and on iTunes. You can catch this podcast. It'll regularly update as we post. So just give us a follow, subscribe, and listen there. Still trying to get this questions from the Boss fam up off the ground. So if you have any questions at all about anything you heard in the show, and you want us to talk about it, send us your questions. On Twitter, just tweet at the Boss's Desk and ask a question, or send us an email to questions@thebossesdesk.com. And, you know, we'll talk about it and share it, and you might hear it here on the Geek News of the Week.
Your buddy.
Yeah, man. So, you know, that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk. It's the Big Boss and the Professor. We'll catch you guys next podcast, man. Later.
See you.